The current job squeeze is especially tight in the swing state of Ohio. The Buckeye State's unemployment rate is at 7.2%, with well over 400,000 people out of work. The tough times are causing pain for both workers and employers. We tracked down one of each.
My name is Mickey Padgett. I am an employee of the Ford Motor Company in Sharonville, Ohio. I'm also a United Auto Workers Local 863 member. My current position with the company is I am laid off.
My name is Molly DeLay. I have a small historic hotel in Wilmington, Ohio. I've owned it for almost 5 years.
Molly and Mickey have specific concerns about the future of America's workforce. In a moment, we'll discuss them with Senator McCain and Senator Obama's economic advisors. But first, let's hear a little more about their situations. Molly worked as a critical care nurse before becoming a small business owner. Her hotel sits on Main Street in Wilmington in southern Ohio. It's been a struggle already. Now, the town is bracing for the departure of a big DHL shipping hub, and with it as many as 8,000 jobs. Molly DeLay employs 17 people. Mickey lives about an hour away in Batavia. Mickey was working at another Ford plant for about 4 years until he was laid off last month. He picks up the conversation there.
I was making $28.59 an hour.
With benefits, I would imagine.
With benefits, yes.
What would you be willing to accept now?
I would have to accept anywhere between $14 to $18 an hour. With benefits, I do have a 2.5-year-old son that I do have to have health care for.
Are you seeing any sorts of jobs? Is there anything out there?
There's very little out here in Southwest Ohio, jobs that will pay anything other than $8 to $10 an hour. 10 at the most, that's beginning to be the high end, and those don't have benefits.
How much do you pay your employees in Wilmington at your hotel, Mrs. DeLay?
Well, my co-interviewee there hit it on the head. Really, we start people at $8 an hour, and unfortunately, we are unable to have any benefits for our employees. It's cost prohibitive. If I were to provide health insurance or anything else to my employees, I couldn't be in business, so then they couldn't have a job. It's a vicious cycle that we can't get out of.
I understand, Molly DeLay, that you're thinking of going back to work as a critical care nurse.
Well, I am. As a matter of fact, I just talked with someone today about it so that I could cover some bills here at the hotel and pay my employees.
So you'll actually be paying them from your nursing job?
Exactly.
That sounds tough.
It is tough. It's very tough to be a small business owner anyway. Now, it's almost impossible.
With Molly DeLay and Mickey Padgett in mind, we turn to the presidential candidate's economic advisors. We begin with Austin Goolsbee. He's an economics professor at the University of Chicago and a member of Senator Obama's team. Welcome, Austin Goolsbee.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
Let's start with Molly DeLay. Where do small business owners like her fit in the employment picture? And what specific policies does Senator Obama propose that would give her and small business owners like her a real shot at making it?
Well, you know, it's interesting that the two people that you picked there are totally representative of what's been happening, not just in Ohio, but around the country. In Molly's case, some of the more direct things that Obama would do for her small business are, one, cut the capital gains rate to zero. If she grows that business and ultimately sells it, she would pay no capital gains. Two, cutting the self-employment tax. And then the third, I would say, if you look at the Obama plan for small business and also for individuals, a major effort and one of his absolutely core priorities is addressing the healthcare cost crisis in the country. That means direct credits to Molly so that were she to employ someone like Mickey, she could afford to offer health care to him.
Let's go back to jobs creation. The country's lost almost 3 million manufacturing jobs in the past decade. That's one of every eight factory workers gone. And Mickey Padgett had one of those jobs. He made transmissions for Ford. What is his place in the future?
Obviously, the future's got to involve people like Mickey. That's a backbone of the country. I mean, the Obama program is, let's give immediate tax relief to ordinary Americans, that is, people making less than $150,000 a year. Two, let's invest in the industries of the future. Let's embark in an aggressive green jobs program so that manufacturing jobs, people like Mickey, have a place to go, that we invest in our bridges, roads, and other economic infrastructures?
The Republicans have a simple message for job creation: less taxes, smaller government. Can Barack Obama's message be put in a nutshell like that?
Probably, though let me give one addendum to the Republican message, and that is, we just did exactly what their message is for the last 8 years, and look at what the job market situation is. It's a job killer. It's not a job creator. I believe Obama's message could be summarized, let's say, in two sentences: direct relief to ordinary Americans and get the economy growing, and invest in the long-term program that we need to build the jobs of the future and the careers for our kids.
Austin Goolsbee is one of Senator Barack Obama's economic advisors. Thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be here.
Douglas Holtz-Aiken is the former director of the Congressional Budget Office. He's now senior policy advisor for the McCain campaign, and he joins us from Alaska, where he's been working with vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. Welcome, Mr. Holtz-Aiken.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Holtz-Aiken, let's ask you the same question we put to Austin Goolsbee. Where do small business owners like Molly DeLay fit in the employment picture? And what specific policies does Senator McCain propose that would give her a real shot?
Well, small businesses are at the heart of the American economy. In fact, small businesses, those like Molly who have less than 50 employees, have actually created 303,000 jobs this year so far. It's an indisputable fact that raising tax rates, the top marginal tax rate, dividends, capital gains tax rates, will in fact affect small businesses in America. Senator McCain wants to keep those taxes where they are. He's also supportive of the kinds of policies that would make it easier for Molly to have employees work for her, such as a credit for health insurance for every employee in America. So you would get $5,000 toward a private health insurance policy. That would take the pressure off someone like Molly in providing those benefits, try to address the energy costs that they face. He's supportive of actually building some of the new coal-fired electricity plants that would lower their electricity costs. That's the kind of economic environment in which someone can run a hotel, be successful, and get the business she needs to pay her employees.
Let's go back to Mickey Padgett, the laid-off auto worker. His big concern is trade. And Senator McCain has been a staunch advocate of free trade. So here's Mickey's question. We'll let you hear it.
I would like to know what the candidates are going to do to keep good-paying jobs here in the United States.
Mr. Holtz-Aiken?
Well, first and foremost, take on the health care costs that are making us economically uncompetitive. He's going to change the business tax. Right now, the U.S. has a top tax rate of 35% on its businesses. He wants to cut that to 25%. We're the second highest in the world, and we're driving the good jobs to China, to Ireland, places like that. Those jobs should be in the United States. And he is a strong supporter of trade. You open the trade agreements and sell around the globe. It's a recipe for good jobs in America and prosperity for our families.
Mr. Holtz-Aiken, the Republican message on jobs creation has long been less taxes, smaller government. The Democrats say that this Republican strategy has led to a jobs disaster. And how can you say that it's working?
The issue in this election is about the future. And the future is one where Senator Obama is not interested in domestic exploration of new energy supplies, and one in which he's, quite frankly, played politics with trade and put us in a position where we may not have the allies we need on the economic front. Senator McCain is going to look at every policy through the lens of jobs in America. And yes, that includes tax policy, but so much more is important. He's going to try to take care of all the dimensions of someone's economic life and provide a more prosperous future for Americans.
Douglas Holtz-Aiken is John McCain's senior policy advisor. He spoke to us from Wasilla, Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Holtz-Aiken.
Thank you very much.